1490 AM KOVC, your voice of the Valley, 96.3 FM and NewsDakota.com. Talking to Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football last week, coach. A loss to Millen North Sargent, 46-16. First half of that game, you guys were down 14-8. What was working well for you guys in those first two quarters?
Defensively, we were tackling extremely well. We knew kind of what their bread and butter was, and we did whatever we could to try to stop it. And, you know, they have a tremendous running back in T.J. Johnson, and we bottled him up for the most part in the first half. He broke one big one for a touchdown, but besides that, we did a real nice job on him. And then the second half, unfortunately, those tackles that were made in the first half didn't go down in quarters three and four. So, you know, I think we wore down a little bit. We had a couple guys get dinged up that couldn't finish the game. And you know, depth is not one of our strong suits, and they certainly took advantage of younger guys that we stuck on the field late in the game.
Looking at some of those defensive stats for you guys, two team tackles for losses, three interceptions. Again, these young guys are creating turnovers and getting opportunities.
Absolutely, they are. They threw the ball fairly well for the most part in the game, but there were three of them that were up for grabs, and thankfully we came down with all three of them. I was really proud of Lane and Carson and Connor for coming down with those three and, you know, not just making the interception, but turning it into big returns, which was important for us because our offense wasn't exactly clicking terribly well the whole night, so any yardage that they could give us on returns was huge. So, you know, they went up, made a play on the ball, and good things happen for us when they're aggressive.
You talked about the injuries and guys having to step in to different positions. It seems to be something that's occurred a few times over the course of this season. From week one up until this point, what are some of the position changes that you've had to make?
We've shifted guys a lot on the line. You know, we've been some guys in and out, but, you know, Lane Combs missed a couple games with his sternum injury, and so we had to slide both Grady Cargis and Zane Gruba around a little bit and made some changes at the receiver spot because Zane's one of our guys that can play both the X and the Z, so I gave Carson and Hovelson and Connor Drogan a lot more reps at the receiver. They didn't really come off the field. But besides that, you know, it's a lot of guys at the beginning of the season. We let them know, hey, don't lock yourself into one spot. The more spots you know and the more of the playbook that you know, the better chance we have to be successful, as well as getting you on the field more often. So they took that to heart early on, and it's been as easy as possible, given how many injuries we've had, with the guys being willing to learn different positions. So they've just, you know, been slid around here and there, and they've responded pretty well.
You'll play at Maple Valley one last time this season, and for your seniors, the last times in their career. What have been the discussions around that aspect of Friday's game?
Trying to keep the emotions in check. You know, they can cry all they want after the game's over, but during the game, it's just like any other game. Don't think about when you're running out on the field, this is the last time I'm going to do that. Don't go out and say this is the last opening kickoff or this and that. Don't think about that. Block everything out, block all the emotions out, and concentrate on being good as you can on every single play.
Oak Grove will be the opponent coming up on Friday night. Grover's typically a good program, and you look at some of the scores for the games that they have played so far this season, and for the common opponents, there's a lot of similarities in scores and kind of how those games shaped up. Is that something that you maybe brought a little bit of attention to?
Yeah, certainly, especially some of the recent ones. They've been positive for us because we definitely, when you get into this time of the year, you start to look at, hey, how would we do against them, and like you said, common opponents. So we're excited that teams that we've done okay against, they've fared similarly to them. So that's, you know, a positive for our guys. They can look at it and be like, you know what, yes, we are 0-6, but this is a gettable one based on those past results.
Oak Grove, typically a team that is going to try to jam the football down your throat. What have you seen from film and studying them so far?
That is exactly correct. They are going to run the ball 95% of the time, and when they don't run it, they're going to make it look as much as possible like it is a run, and then throw the ball over your head. So we got nine guys on the field that their only thought process every single play is that they're going to run it. Doesn't matter if it's first and 10, second and 1, or third and 20. They're just as apt to run it on third and 20 as they are second and 1. So nine guys on the field will be 100% on stopping the run, and then the two guys that aren't doing that. They will be in charge of making sure we don't get beat over the top when they run their pretty devastating play fake and play action passing game.
We've been talking with Nathan Hooch, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football. They'll be hosting Oak Grove, final time at home this season. Coach, thanks as always, and good luck here against the Grovers.
Appreciate it. Thank you.